And now this is a dictation for Susan Dean, D-E-A-N, January 23, 1947, addressed as a letter to Dr. Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, Rathkamp, R-A-T-H-K-A-M-P, 583-1909. Dear Dr. Rathkamp, follow up for Susan, Mrs. Dean, who has progressive renal failure within the last 1 year, with positive serology for antinuclear antibodies and ANCA. Finally, a biopsy was able to be done after 2 failed attempts because of uncontrolled hypertension. Biopsy was sent to Mayo Clinic, appears to be related to hydralazine-induced vasculitis. She has gone from normal kidney function to present GFR of 25. I asked her to come today to discuss the renal biopsy and plan of action. 2 sons and 1 daughter present. Right now, she experiences no symptoms at all, making urine, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no gross edema. She's very active, socializing with friends and family. We have adjusted medications, presently off the Norvasc as blood pressure was running low, tolerating HCTC, ARB, and Coric. Hydralazine has been already discontinued. Blood pressure by nurse 119/80, weight stable 150. She already takes medications for osteoporosis and thyroid replacement and protonics as needed. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. From February 20, creatinine at 2 for a GFR of 25, minor low sodium, normal potassium, elevated bicarbonate diuretics, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, glucose in the 130s. Anemia 10.6 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. Report Mayo Clinic review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has lightly hydralazine-induced vasculitis with progressive, relatively fast renal failure, present GFR 25 stage 4, although not symptomatic. Hydralazine has been discontinued. The discussion today was to wait for a spontaneous resolution or to try some kind of immunosuppressant. Given her age, always a concern for risk of side effects, including infection, in the case of Rituxan, as well as potential side effects of steroids. If they agree to do medications, I will recommend Rituxan versus cyclophosphamide because of the toxicity. I will recommend a short course of steroids versus the regular treatment. I discussed that kidney function might not return to normal, but potentially we can slow down the progression and hopefully stabilizing without the need to reach for dialysis. After a long discussion, they decided to proceed. We are going to do solomedrol only one dose at 500 milligrams. Full dose, sometimes we go three doses at a gram. And we are going to do rituxan versus cyclophosphamide, 1 gram, 2 weeks apart, two doses. She has received flu vaccine. She believes she has received pneumonia vaccine before. As part of serology testing on the workup, she is negative for hepatitis B and C. She does not have any active infection. We will do protection for pneumocystis pneumonia with Bactrim. She's not allergic to any medications. We will make the protonix in a daily basis. Continue the osteoporosis treatment. Monitor chemistries including glucose. We will try to wean her prednisone in 3 months or so. We will do oral dose up to 40 milligrams. We will see her in a monthly basis. This was a prolonged visit, end of dictation.